Visiting teaching message. Rejoice in an understanding of the purpose of life. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. The Prophet Joseph Smith. The great plan of salvation is a theme which ought to occupy our strict attention and be regarded as one of heaven's best gifts to mankind. History of the Church, Volume 2, page 23. What is God's plan for His children? Moses chapter 1, verse 39. This is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. The First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles. In the premortal realm, spirit sons and daughters knew and worshiped God as their eternal Father, and accepted His plan by which His children could obtain a physical body and gain earthly experience to progress toward perfection and ultimately realize his or her divine destiny as an heir of eternal life. The Family, A Proclamation to the World, Liahona, October 2004, page 49. Ensign, November 1995, page 102. Abraham chapter 3, verses 24 and 25. We will make an earth whereon these may dwell, and we will prove them herewith, to see if they will do all things whatsoever the Lord their God shall command them. Elder Bruce C. Hafen of the 70. This earth is not our home. We are away at school, trying to master the lessons of the great plan of happiness, so we can return home. Of necessity, the plan is full of thorns and tears, his and ours. But because he and we are so totally in this together, our being at one with him in overcoming all opposition will itself bring us incomprehensible joy. Christ's atonement is at the very core of this plan. The Atonement, All for All, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 98. Elder Henry B. Eyring of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The purpose of God's creations and of His giving us life is to allow us to have the learning experience necessary for us to come back to Him, to live with Him in eternal life. That is only possible if we have our natures changed through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, true repentance, and making and keeping the covenants He offers. Education for Real Life, Ensign, October 2002, page 16. How can rejoicing in God's plan help me through trials? Elder Neil A. Maxwell, 1926 to 2004, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Trying to comprehend the trials and meaning of this life without understanding Heavenly Father's marvelously encompassing plan of salvation is like trying to understand a three-act play while seeing only the second act. Fortunately, our knowledge of the Savior, Jesus Christ, and His atonement helps us to endure our trials and to see purpose in suffering and to trust God for what we cannot comprehend. Enduring Well, Liahona, April 1999, page 10. Ensign, April 1997, page 7. Susan W. Tanner, Young Women General President. The atonement of Jesus Christ is the only way we make it through our trials. After all we can do, we have to rely on His strength. When we humbly seek Him, He answers our prayers. How will they know unless we teach them so? Address delivered at Young Women Open House, Fall, 2003. End of the section, Visiting Teaching Message. Rejoice in an understanding of the purpose of life.